You cannot believe how fast people forget about fire. Really, really, I'm not kidding you.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. That's Georgianne Barr of the Black Bart Fire Safe Council. On Wednesday morning, Mendocino County residents who have not yet forgotten the fire packed into the Redwood Valley Grange. Members of several local fire safe councils gave tips on communication systems, how to make maps of their neighborhood, and how to organize workdays to make narrow country roads a little safer. The event, How to Create a Fire Safe Council, was organized by the Hopland Research and Extension Center, so speakers included specialists on fire ecology and fire behavior as well. Here's retired forest advisor Greg Giusti making the pitch for fire safe councils.
The California Fire Safe Council in 2017 awarded $2.1 million in projects across the state for fuels reduction projects, public awareness and outreach programs, planning design, and ingress and egress planning, fire resilience assessment planning. There is money out there, and a Fire Safe Council provides that mechanism through a 501c3 designation to solicit and get that money out and into the communities.
Still, Fire Safe Councils spend a lot of time fundraising to rent the equipment and hire the crews to clear debris and chip it up. One community bucked up the debris and sold it as firewood. Another rented goats to keep the vegetation down. But there are logistical hurdles, too, like putting together maps and figuring out communications. Mike Riddell and Linda Gray of Greenfield Ranch talked about their method of maintaining communications during the fire.
When this fire happened, the first thing went out was a cell system. We had no cell service, no Wi-Fi, but we have our radio system we set up a couple of years ago.
He's not talking about NOAA radios or ham radios. He's talking about old-school analog Kenwood walkie-talkies, all programmed to the same itinerant channel. Here's Gray.
Everybody can hear somebody. But not everybody can hear everybody, and a couple people can hear almost everybody. So we have a system of relaying information from one to another.
Another logistical challenge is maintaining maps. I spoke with Lauren Robertson, vice president of the Pine Mountain Fire Safe Council, about her efforts to map her community.
What was the first thing that you did when you decided to make a map of your area?
We drove up and down roads, and we got the best maps that we could get. And then we started looking at the roads to see which ones were named, not named. We had trouble with multiple roads that were named the same thing. There's driveways that look like roads. There's gates all over the place. All of those things created difficulties for us. And the big thing that happened after a couple of years is that a mapper became available, a professional mapper named Chris Adams, who owns Wildlife Inventory Systems. He lives in our neighborhood. And Chris and I went out on quads, and we pulled out the maps, and we just figured it out. And it took a long time to do.
You were established in 2002. About when did your map become available?
I think we finished it probably in 2006 or 7, something like that. At that time, the president of the Mendocino County Fire Safe Council, Julie Rogers, gave a copy to the CAL FIRE resource manager, Jeanette Pedersen. And Jeanette Pedersen told us during this fire, she told us that she took that map, put it on her computer, and said, someday this is going to come in handy. And then I volunteer for CAL FIRE. My supervisor, Tricia Austin, who's the public information officer, got a phone call from Jeanette Pedersen and said, I've got this map, but I'd like to get it updated a little bit. Can you ask Lauren to call Chris Adams? And Chris was in Oregon. I called him, and he updated the map, sent it back to CAL FIRE, and then they put out paper copies of the map for the emergency responders in our neighborhood. We had been evacuated, and so the back end of our neighborhood, the southern part of our neighborhood, is right above Redwood Valley. So that was an important area to secure, so to speak.
Yeah, and here another question that you were asked was by someone else in a neighborhood where all the roads are just, they have the same names, and he was like, why can't we just get Google to come in and fix it? So what do you have to do before Google will come in and update the map?
I think that's a good question. Google can't name a road that doesn't have a name. So that group, that would be a good project for their Fire Safe Council or their road association, to get whatever maps are available and talk to the residents, because most residents know what their address is. So I think that those folks, they have to do the work. Get out in a truck and look around and name them as best they can. Then Google Earth can come in, or Google can come in.
And what about working with the post office? It seems like letter carriers have a pretty intricate knowledge of of what things are called.
That's one of the first groups we call when we want to know what's the name of this road. We just found out the other day that a road that we call Old Boy Scout Road, that the last mile and a half of it, the addresses are all Mariposa Creek Road. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but we're going to fix that. In fact, we're going out tomorrow, and we're going to talk to the residents and say, what do you recommend here?
Well, it sounds like 15 years later, you're still working on the mapping project.
Well, yes, as we learn more about the neighborhood, yes.
CAL FIRE Unit Chief George Gonzalez wishes every community had a fire-safe council. There's a Mendocino County Council, overseen by Forester Mary Maeda of the Mendocino County Resource Conservation District, and several smaller community organizations like the one in Pine Mountain, Black Bart, and Greenfield Ranch. Here's Gonzalez emphasizing how a community's hard work paid off in an emergency.
We have great maps, but there isn't a better map than the locals going out and hitting their local neighborhoods and streets. And that's what occurred up in the Pine Mountain. And we had crews from all over the state, and we even had some from out of the state, where those maps were issued, and it completely clarified where they were and where they were going. Some of the other maps were generalized, which, again, are very good, but there isn't anything better than a local neighborhood resident giving you maps of that neighborhood.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif.